From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. This year, Californians who participated in Cyber Monday likely saw out-of-state online retailers collecting California state sales taxes. Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento.
Since September 15th, 200 out-of-state companies with major business in California are on the hook to collect sales taxes. The law applies to any company that makes more than $1 million in sales a year to Californians. It also applies to out-of-state companies that have a local business operation in the state making more than $10,000. George Runner with the Board of Equalization says the change means increasing revenues for the state.
Not only Cyber Monday, but obviously every day, more consumers are buying things online. And so, yeah, these are big dollars for the state of California when it comes to sales tax as we enter into the Christmas holiday season.
Runner says it's unclear if the law will make a dent in the state's budget. So far, it's brought in almost $12 million through the end of October. Since the 1930s, consumers have had to pay a use tax if an out-of-state retailer doesn't collect the sales tax. Altogether, the taxes are expected to bring in $107 million for the current fiscal year and $158 million in the next fiscal year. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
California Christmas tree farms and sellers are now open and hoping for an increase in sales. Sam Minturn is with the California Christmas Tree Association. He says sales went down during the recession for some farms, but have stayed fairly steady for the past few years. He says because trees take so many years to grow, it's tough to predict what the economy will be like.
Think of trying to plan 10 years ahead. What's the market going to be like? What do people want? And it's a big guess, a big gamble. So you have to be pretty dedicated to be a tree farmer.
There's an extra week now between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year, so Minturn says the season will probably get off to a slower start than rev up over the next two weekends. That's the KRCB California Update. These and other stories can be found on our news page, k.org.